we're going to learn about scientific methods. So if we take a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and we add a spoonful of sugar, we don't wonder what's going to happen. We think if we stir that drink, that hot drink, the sugar will disappear, it'll dissolve into that hot liquid, and that when we taste the tea or coffee, it'll taste sweet. So we didn't always know that. We may have even done that as a scientific experiment, as a small child. In fact, probably all of us decided to find out just how much sugar you could add to a cup of tea or coffee, half a packet, until it wouldn't dissolve anymore. So as a small child, we learned a scientific method for making a drink sweet. You add sugar. It's a scientific method. So when we say scientific method, what do we mean? We mean that if something is a scientific method, it produces predictable and reproducible effects. So if something is a scientific method, for example, for making sugar is a method for making a drink sweet, it will always do that, and we know that in advance. We don't need to wonder, I wonder what will happen. We know that if we add sugar to that hot drink, it will become sweet. And in fact, because sugar is a scientific method for making hot liquids sweet, or making anything sweet, the more sugar we add, the sweeter it becomes, because sugar's a scientific method for making things taste sweet. I hope you're following this, because we're going to make a big jump in a minute. Something so extraordinary, it'll change your life, I promise. How wonderful it would be if we could find a scientific method for stopping our suffering. How wonderful it would be if we could find a scientific method for making happiness. If we find such a wonderful method, the more we use that method, the less suffering we'll experience. In the same way as the more you add sugar, the sweeter, sweeter, sweeter it becomes. The more we add a scientific method for removing human problems and suffering, the more we apply that method, the fewer problems we will have. Eventually, if we could find such a method, we'd have none, no problems. We'd be a person with no problems. Also, if we can find a scientific method for creating happiness, say, for example, human happiness, real happiness, not worldly pleasure, we don't need methods to do that. We know all the methods for creating worldly pleasure already. I actually think that's why we're here. We're here because we're not satisfied with just methods for creating worldly pleasure, happiness that doesn't last. So if we were to find a scientific method, a correct method for creating human happiness, the more we use that method, the happier we become. There's no limit to how happy we can become until finally we're experiencing supreme happiness all the time, no matter what is happening in our life. So here's the good news. Such scientific methods exist. Just most people have never heard of them. That's the sad thing. And Buddha appeared in this world to teach these scientific methods. They're infallible. You know, one of the amazing things about scientific methods is they work. Like, it doesn't matter what country you're from, if you add sugar to tea or coffee, it gets sweet. It doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter what profession you are, what your family circumstances you have. If you add sugar to a hot drink, it gets sweet, because sugar's a scientific method for sweetening things. So if we find a scientific method for solving problems, solving human problems, that's correct, it's a correct method. If we find such a method, it works for everybody. It doesn't matter what language we speak, what age we are, what our background is. Doesn't matter what our working circumstances, family circumstances are. It's a scientific method. It works for everybody. And if we were to find such a method, we can prove to ourselves very quickly, just as we can with sugar in hot water, we can prove to ourselves very quickly if it works. You can prove to yourself, even in one class, if you find a scientific method to remove problems and create human happiness. So such scientific methods exist. It's why Buddha appeared in this world, and why these teachings are being taught in this world, because nobody knows these things. Everybody's searching for happiness where it can't be found. Everybody's searching for freedom from pain and problems through methods that don't work. And I think we know this.